Hey guys, for joining in. Thanks so much. This is Tiffany with Red Carpet Coaching, and we're going to be talking about social media etiquette tonight, and I'm going to give you guys some tips on how to run a successful business on social media and also give you guys some team building tips. So if you are in the MLM, if you have your own business and you're trying to grow a team, then I suggest that you tag a friend, tag a partner, tag someone who might be interested in learning how to grow their business on social media, get more engagement, and all that other good stuff. So you guys get some really good understanding about what I'm going to talk about tonight, because we're going to talk about social media, whether you own a business or even if you have a business off social media, some of the things that you should keep in mind. And we're calling that social media etiquette. Hey, Ronnie. So first and foremost, you need to start associating yourself with people who mean you well and people who actually care about your well-being. Okay, now I'm done with that. Social media etiquette. Let's talk about the spammers first. We're going to talk about spammers. What you should and should not do on social media. Hey, Chris. First and foremost, if you have a business, and let's just make a general post. I think I want to switch over to life insurance. I'm just saying, I want to switch companies. That does not give you permission to go on someone's post and spam their post and say, I'm a life insurance agent. I do this. I do that. I do this. No, that's not what that means. What you need to do is create engagement on your page. Create an actual flow of people who are actually following you so that you could actually get to the point where people are asking you what it is that you're doing. Hey, Callie. Hey, Leanne. Thanks for watching. Hey, Felicia. Hey, Shawana. Hey, Mr. J, that track. That's another shout out I'm giving, okay? Mr. J, that track, writes music. He makes beats. So if you guys need a theme song for your business, first thing is don't spam other people's posts. Don't get comfortable putting your business on other people's posts. One, you irritate people. Two, everyone is not seeing your business. And three, you might be offending or stepping on toes of the person who made the post. I'll give a perfect example again. A lot of people know I do a whole lot of things. So when I post with a purpose. And for you to comment on the post and say that you do something, 9 out of 10, either I do it or I have someone who I refer. I have a large referral team. You got to keep in mind that people of business post on their page because they are looking either to build a team, they're looking to build their clientele, and grow their revenue. If this is a true person who is willing to convert their social media over to a money-making business. Hey, Lisa, thanks for watching. Hey, Donna. So you got to keep that in mind. You don't want to spam other people's posts. That's one thing. Don't become a spammer. Second thing I cannot stand to see is if someone has a post with over 100 comments, even in a group now. Now we're talking in a group. You don't even know this person. You're not their friend, but you go ahead and you put your link on there. It actually warns people not to follow your link. The more you put your link in someone else's post, it warns them not to follow you. It makes them feel uncomfortable in following you. Excuse me. So that's one part about social media etiquette. Second part about social media etiquette, be very mindful of who you inbox. If you are a chain, I call it chain gang. If you're one of those chain letter people and all you like to do is send chain letters, but you never say hi, you never say anything, you got to kind of keep that in mind. If you have a multi-level marketing business, if you have your own business in general, or whatever it is that you're doing, that you don't want to be known as the person who sends chain letters all the time. Because by you sending chain letters, what happens is either that person might block you. So now when you actually get ready to send out a message about your business or whatever, well, now they're not going to see it because they blocked you from all these chain letters that you sent. That's not good social media etiquette, going in people inboxes and sending chain letters. Also, it's not good to go in people
inboxes and blindly send them an opportunity. Do not send people opportunities if they show no interest in it. Create a post of asking a question of something that you might want. And then if they comment on your post, what you can do is go in then and invite them to watch whatever video that it is, or invite them to a phone call, or invite them into an opportunity meeting. Please do not go into people's inboxes and do that, because it just makes you look incredible. Like, you don't gain enough credit before you even start in your multi-level marketing business. And let me tell you what happens is you get discouraged in your business from all the no's or the none replies, that you don't, like, you don't even finish your business because you already got discouraged because you didn't go about it the proper way. I've grown plenty of teams on social media. 1 month, I think I topped myself out at 23 people in 2-3 weeks on social media, just building a team. So if you do have some type of business where you need to build a team, here's your opportunity right now to ask me any questions on how to build a superstar team. Hey, Katrina, thanks for watching. How to build your superstar team, how to get the engagement on your post, how to get comfortable with actually doing it the right way and going in people's inboxes by building the engagement first before you go in their inbox, or you blindly post onto a post, or, you know, in their comments. And you got to really think about that. Do me a favor, if you guys got some questions and you want to know something about social media, if you want to know how to build your power team out, if you want to even just know how to get started in your business, then here's your opportunity right now to get it out there, get those questions asked, get comfortable with using social media to create the income that you want, whether it's $500 a month or whether it's $2,000-$3,000 a month. But it won't happen if you don't actually get out there and start doing something about it. So you really, really got to be careful about who you're inboxing, how you're inboxing them, because you don't want to be known as the inbox spammer or the post spammer. It just really is not a good look for you. Hey, Derek, thanks for watching. We're just doing social media training. Looking for any questions that anyone may have tonight. I know it's late, so everyone is probably like half asleep, but I did not. Hey, Shawana, but I just wanted to make sure I came on as promised that I was going to go live today and give you guys some tips on social media and how to brand yourself on social media using the proper tools, but not spamming people. And actually making yourself unnoticeable. Like, you can spam someone so much that you're no longer noticeable. Or you can put content out there and you can build the engagement that you need. And then people will want to know what's going on with you. So you got to kind of figure out, what end do you want to be on? Do you want to be on that one where people never say, hey, what is it that you're doing? And you're sending these blind inboxes? Or you want to be the person that says, hey, I got an opportunity for you, and I appreciate you for engaging with me so much. Do you have a moment? Like, you have to really use keywords when you're talking to people. Hey, Stefan. Hey, Quina. Hey, Latoya. Thanks for watching, guys. We're just going over social media etiquette. If you guys have any questions, I know we've been on here just for a little bit. So if you want, you can go back and watch this video. I'm not going to erase this particular one. It's just a few tips on how to actually build out your social media, how to build a power team. There's going to be a lot of live training. We're going to have lots of slideshows. A lot of guests are going to be on. So, guys, you know, do me a favor if you haven't already done so, and click on the link above and follow the new page, because I'm going to be inviting you guys. Yes, you. Yes, you on that end over there. I'm going to be inviting you guys to go live with me on some chats, get you guys some exposure within your business to talk about what it is that you're doing. And then I'm going to actually sponsor those posts. I'm going to put money on those ads and push those ads out for the universe to see them.
So you guys will have the opportunity to be a guest on with Red Carpet Coaching and get your business out there. We're going to talk about strategies. We're going to talk about tips, social media branding, how to actually market yourself. What are the marketing items that you need to actually look like a business? What does it feel like? What does it taste like? How to build a power team, you know, how to get people interested in you. I know it's a lot, right? I'm giving y'all a lot, but these are the things that we're going to be talking about, but I can't sponsor posts on this page. So I need you guys to go over to the other page and like it, like, share, and comment is all I'm asking. That's free. I'm not asking for money. And the only thing that, and the cool thing about it is you guys are going to get some free training on how to use social media. And I'm going to throw some other trainings in there. Every so often, you guys are going to be able to jump on a live, get some good information that you're going to be able to use in your business and run with it. You know, is anyone on here right now that has a multi-level marketing business or even thinking about starting a business online and you're going to have to build a team? If that's you, just hit a heart. Or so I just want to know who's on here, because if so, then this is definitely for you. You don't really have, if you're not building the team out, you don't have time to wait. Okay, you really don't have time to wait. So if you have a multi-level marketing business, you definitely should be liking the other page that the link is above so that you guys can start receiving those free tips. And let's see. First, I want to know, you know, I want to know, is anyone on here that owns a business? If you own a business, do me a favor and put in the comments what business you own. Maybe it's something that someone might need. You know, Queen, I don't know if you're still on here. I know she's a hairstylist. Maybe someone needs to get their hair done. I know I always need to get my hair done. You're going to always see me in my little wrap. So if you have a business, go ahead right now, take this opportunity and actually comment your business below, and maybe you'll get a referral out of this. Who knows? We're going to be doing a lot of stuff on that other page. I do have two guests that I'm going to be starting out with soon. It's a surprise. I'm not going to tell you who they are, but they are small business owners who are up and coming, who are ready to take their business to the next level and have already been my client for a little while. So the cool thing is that they have seen success within their business in a short while, but it's really, you know, it's up to them. But I want to introduce them to the world. I want everyone to know who they are so they can see. Hey, Hazel. Hazel says she has a damsel in defense business. That is awesome. I need a charger for my stun gun. I actually got a stun gun. I don't know if it was from you or not, but I got a stun gun from somebody in damsel in defense, and I need some type of charger to charge that bad boy up just in case, you know, I might have to shock somebody. You never know nowadays what's going on. But if anyone needs damsel in defense, that is a great, great product to have. Oh my God, I should go get it. But they are stun guns, mace, any type of defense mechanism that, you know, that you can carry in yourself to keep yourself safe at night. So guys, if you need one of those, definitely reach out to Hazel. Hey, Constance, thanks for watching. Queena, she said, Hair Diva Queen. She says she also carries upscale bundle hair. That is awesome, awesome, awesome. So all my ladies out there who want to look good and whip their hair back and forth, or any man on here who want their woman to look good and have them whip their hair back and forth, you guys need to get with Queena. Hey, Kalisha, thanks for watching. Guys, do me a favor if you haven't already done so. Do me a favor and like out this video. You never know who might join in, who might watch it. You know, you might get a referral. I don't know. I'm here to help you guys out. And like I said, I hope that you guys like the other page, the Tiffany Henderson fan page, because we're going to be converting to that other page. And that is where all of the free information is going to go. There's going to be so much free information on there. You guys are not going to believe, like, your head is going to fall off, pretty much. Hazel said, personal protection products for home and away. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Hey, Miss Henry, thanks for watching. Thanks for sharing, guys. I appreciate you guys so much. It means a lot to me, you know, as a small business owner, as a coach. It is one of the hardest things. And if you own a business or if you're trying to start a business, one of the hardest things is to actually start your business, get it up and running, and keep the word of mouth going. You know, business is really by word of mouth. If you don't have a certain product in hand, you know, if you offer a service, it's all by word of mouth. So if you guys never share my videos, if you never refer me to people, then you think about, you know, how are small business owners going to make it? So I definitely just want to say thank you. And I appreciate you guys for sharing, liking, and commenting or asking questions, because every time you ask me a question and if I don't know the answer, what it does is give me the opportunity to go do some more research. Hey, LaShawn. Hey, cousin. Hey, Keith. You know, it gives me the opportunity to actually do a little bit more research on what it is that you want to know. And it helps grow knowledge. Not only do you get the information that you want, I also gain more knowledge within my business. So today, basically, Kalisha, we was just talking about social media etiquette, what it looks like, you know, not spamming people in their inboxes, not spamming people in their on the actual post, to actually create an engagement post, ask a question, and then go in someone's inbox. Hey, Richard, thanks for watching. The part is, for me personally, I don't like people who just inbox me blindly, have never said anything to me, have never said, you know, like the post, but yet you're asking me, hey, have you tried this product? No, I haven't tried their product. I don't even know what the product is. And to be honest, I don't want to know what the product is because I don't know who you are. And so you got to remember, people don't buy the product. People buy from people. That's just point blank, period. People don't buy products. People buy from people. And if that particular person has a product and people buy off of emotion. And that's a training that I offer, 6 emotional triggers as to why people buy. If you guys have not clicked the link above to transfer yourself over to the other page, you guys are going to miss out on a lot of free training, a lot of workshops that are going to be going on. There's going to be some vision board events going on, some question and answer sessions. I'm going to start inviting you guys to join lives with me. Just so that you can get your business out there. We're going to have a lot of fun on that other page. It's going to be a lot more dynamic than on this page. I'm limited to what I can do on this particular page, but on the other page, I can sponsor a post. I can create an ad. I can send people to the website. It's just so much more we're going to be able to do on that page and all of the wonderful training you guys are going to be able to get. So it's very imperative that you guys make sure you transfer over to that other page if you haven't done so already. I'm going to still go live on this page every now and then, but I want to just make sure that you guys are converting over to that other page so you don't miss out on that training. So before we get off, I want to know, is there any questions that you guys want to know about social media, how to market, how to brand yourself, how to become visible within the social media, how to build a power team? What is it that you want to know about social media that's going to get you to the next level in your business? Hey, Susan, thanks for watching. You said social media etiquette. Yes, people need to learn social media etiquette for sure. That is going to be a complete topic that I am going to add into our social media bootcamp. So instead of having 4 weeks of social media bootcamp, we're going to get a bonus week, and it's going to be social media etiquette. Okay. And that week I'm going to teach people how to actually become more etiquette, you know, how to look attractive on social media by being, I must call it, aware of what it is that you're doing. Because some people are not aware that they are becoming spammers. And what happens is you lose the attention of people because you're blindly posting in their inbox and they don't even know you, and you're trying to sell them a product. You know, you cannot sell people. It has to be at least 80% of engagement
before you even try to sell someone something. And you have to think about this. Here's a perfect example. Let's say you walk into a jewelry store and you know you want something, but you don't know what you want. You just know you want something that's pretty, it sparkles, and you don't want to spend a whole lot of money, but you want to learn about whatever it is that you're going to buy. So as a salesperson, you don't just say, buy this, do you? You don't just point to something and say, buy this. That's not what you do. As a salesperson, you ask questions. You figure out why they're in your store, what special occasion it is. Is it a gift? Is it something because, you know, they want to feel special? Whatever reason it is, you need to find out that reason. Hey, Erica, you need to engage in conversation with this person. You might end up talking to this person for 15, 20 minutes before you even get to showing the actual product, because you got to ask probing questions of what is it that this person like. Do you like white gold? Do you like yellow gold? Do you like platinum? Do you want rose gold? You know, there are so many different options. Do you want something with diamonds? Do you want something with gemstones? This is the same thing, guys, even within your business, that you have to create some. Here's a tip. So I hope you guys are getting this. You have to create a questionnaire within your business and stay consistent with this questionnaire so that you can figure out what emotional reason your customer is buying for that day. There's always an emotional reason behind why a person is going to buy from you. There is no other reason. Listen to me and listen to me well. There is no other reason why a person is buying something. People buy off of emotion. Let's go with the kid who liked cake. That kid liked cake because they like cake. They're hungry. They like the taste of chocolate. Chocolate does something for them. It turns them on, whatever it may be. It's an emotion. It's an attachment to whatever it is that they're doing. So you have to think about, why is that person walking into my business? Why is this person going to buy from me? And what information am I going to get up front from this person before I sell them? This process could be up until 20 minutes to an hour. And then once you figure out why that person is buying, the rest of that 80% while you're figuring out and getting the engagement of that customer, that 20% you could actually take to convert that person over into a sale. Now you don't have to work so hard. You created engagement. You created rapport with this particular customer. They trust you. They're ready to move forward, but they just don't know what it is that they need or want. Now your opinion matters. See, because when they first walked in your store, when they first walked in and looked at your service or products, when they first walked in and saw whatever you was offering, your opinion didn't matter. So you can say, oh, I think you should get this. But because you said, I think, your opinion don't mean nothing to them right now. You don't even know if they have kids. You don't know if they're married. You don't know what's going on with them. So you got to build the rapport first, guys. Build the rapport first. Figure out what the emotional reason why it is that they're buying. And if you guys need help with emotional triggers, all you got to do is inbox me. I sign you up for emotional trigger training and we can get that done. It's only about an hour. I can make it 2 hours if need be. But you need to know why people are going to buy from you before you really tap into that 20% of sale. So now we talked about the 80%. We talked about, you know, how to get that particular customer engaged in conversation with you. Let's talk about the 20% of the sales. Hey, Tara, how are you? Make sure you guys are sharing this video. And if you have not had a chance to go over, there's a link above in the section. Excuse me. It says Tiffany Henderson, Tiffany Henderson 007. I love that. Like, I feel like I'm a special agent or something, 007. But go over and like that page, because there's going to be so many tips that I'm going to be giving out. And I don't want you guys to miss out on the opportunity to actually grow your business. Okay, so getting back over to the 20% of sale portion. I'm going to close this sale. I want you guys to listen to some of these key words that I'm about to say. I'm not going to even tell you what the key words are, but I just want you to listen. I want you to tap into the inner salesperson in you and get it going. Okay. So I've engaged with this person for about 30 minutes. I know exactly what they want. I'm going to ask some check questions and I'm going to give some benefits. See, because when you're selling someone something, you got to ask check questions. You got to make sure you're on the right page and you got to make sure you give benefits behind it. One being, if you're not sure, the check questions are going to get you some clarity on what it is that they want. So let's go. Let me think. You know, sometimes I got to tap into a whole nother person. It's like I'm a whole nother person when I'm in my sales mode. I'm going to pick somebody's name. Let's see, the first name I see Susan. Susan, are you still on here? If we don't get Susan, we're going to get Tara. Susan, are you here? We're going to do some role playing. I'm going to use your name quite a bit in this particular session because I want to make it feel like real time. You know, I don't want it to be something that's just not real. So we'll use Susan for now. If she's not on here, it's okay. So Susan, what you're saying is you want a piece that is going to show off. Or hold on a minute. Let me change that around a little bit. So Susan, what you're saying is you want a piece that you're going to be able to give to your grandchildren down the line. Is that correct? Well, you know what the cool benefit of having this particular piece is? It's very durable. You're going to be able to wear this piece for years to come, and your grandchildren and their grandchildren will also be able to wear this same piece. And the cool thing about it is, Susan, guess what? They're going to be able to say, this was my grandmother's piece. Isn't that important to you? How easy was that? Easy, easy, easy. You asked a check question. The check question was, is this important to you? And there was another one. And then you gave them some benefits. Benefits mean this is durable. Benefits for them, meaning that they're going to be able to pass this down to their family. That's important to them. Guys, that was an emotional trigger I gave you. I'm not going to tell you what it is. But if you study emotional triggers, you'll figure out why a person is going to buy from you. And that is going to be so crucial in your business, even building a team. Now I'm going to give you a team builder. Let's see if I can give you a team builder. Sometimes, you know, like I said, I got to black out. I got to lose myself so that I can basically give you guys somebody else. Let's see. Let's do a team builder. Let's say I'm working with, I'm going to say insurance. I'm an insurance representative. So I'm going to use me as an example because I know. So let's say insurance, and I'm going to use, let's see, who can I use this time? I'm going to use Queena because I just seen a heart come up. I just seen a heart. First, before I move on, let me know I'm doing it right. Show me some hearts or something. Show me that you guys are appreciating these tips I'm giving you, especially if you have a business, all of that good stuff. Hey, Kalisha, thanks for watching. Hey, Diva. You know, show me some hearts, something. Make me feel special today. You know, I had a bad day today, but I still came on here because I wanted to give you guys some information. I wanted to tell you guys some good stuff, and hopefully you guys can turn around and put this into your business and create the income that you want using social media. So I'm going to use insurance as an example, and I'm going to build me a team right now. I'm going to build a team. Hey guys, I have a wonderful opportunity, and I want to know if you are available on Tuesday around 6 o'clock. Are you available around Tuesday at 6 o'clock? Oh, you are? Oh man, that is so great. So I want to know, can I come over? Sure, you can come over. Okay, well, I'll be there Tuesday at 6 o'clock. That was the easy route, right? The easy way. That's the person that said yes. I'm going to give you an example of a person who says no. Okay? Because a lot of the times when we hear the word no, we get discouraged. And I don't want you guys to get discouraged. Hey, Handy, thanks for watching. I don't want you guys to get discouraged within your business and building your teams, because the more you hear no, the cool thing about it is you can build. Listen to this and listen to this well. The more you hear no, the more opportunities you have to build your objection list. The more you have the opportunity to overcome objections that could actually put you in a place of financial freedom. You get more practice, and the more you practice, the better you get. So
here's a perfect example of someone telling me no. Hey, Kalisha. Hey, girl. How you doing today? Oh, you doing great? Okay, so I wanted to know if you had a moment. I want to show you something. I just started this new business. I'm super excited about it. And I want to know if I can come over and actually show you an opportunity. It's going to take probably about 30 minutes. Can I come over on Tuesday about 6 o'clock? Kalisha says, no, you can't come over. Kalisha, you don't even know what I'm offering yet. You don't even know what it is that I'm actually trying to show you. So I'm asking, quick, maybe 30 minutes at tops, can I come over and show you something that could change your life forever? Kalisha still says no. Now she asks me, well, what is it that you're showing? Kalisha, well, if I showed you right now, I would take the fun and suspense out of surprise that I want to show you. I want to show you something that's going to change your life, something that's going to change your future, something that's going to help put your family into a whole nother financial bracket. And I know you want to take care of your children. I know that it is important to you to get to the next level in life. Isn't that important to you, Kalisha? Girl, yeah, that's important to me. Well, okay, I'm gonna be over there about 6 o'clock on Tuesday, okay? And it's very important that you're there at 6 o'clock on Tuesday, Kalisha, because I'm gonna be there to show you this opportunity. And then we can discuss everything else after. Is that okay with you, Kalisha? Kalisha finally says yes to me. Tuesday, I'm knocking on the door. I'm showing my opportunity. I'm going to sign her up because I'm not taking no for an answer. No does not live in my vocabulary. No means not right now. Okay? So if you have a business and people are telling you no, no means not right now because they're not properly educated on what it is that you're actually offering them because you don't even take the opportunity to educate. You're too busy trying to sell. And you cannot sell people without educating them first. So I just want to give you guys that example. You said, should I use personal pages to advertise my business? You can. You can, especially if you have more friends and if you're not trying to necessarily get followers and engagement that way, then yes, you can. But I always say it's good to have both. And so it's just really up to you on how you want to market your business. Queen, and one of the things that I do is I do analysts, so I do consulting calls. If anyone wants me to actually look over their social media, I do about a whole week of checking your social media and doing an analysis on your social media to tell you what you can change and how that works. So just so that you know, that particular consultation call is $25. It's not expensive. At least I don't think it's expensive. We go out and spend that on McDonald's. So, you know, if you want to have your social media page looked at and you need some advice on how to turn it over, that's $25. I look at it. I send you everything that I see that you need to change out. And I give you a whole bunch of tips on what you should do within your page. And then it's up to you. So that's only $25. If you want additional coaching after that, it's something we could talk about later. Hey, Jazz. Hey, Chris. Thanks for watching, guys. We're talking about social media marketing tips, branding, social media etiquette, all that good stuff today. If you're trying to turn your social media page into a income earner, then you first need to get engagement on your page. You need to stop spamming and letting people spam your page and just become more, you know, relevant with the times because you cannot sell people first. You definitely need to engage people first. 80% of engagement, 20% of selling. That's the only way it's going to happen. Can't do it any other way. You cannot sell 80% of the time and 20% of engagement because you won't get the, you just, it won't happen. I don't know how to stress that. So, guys, if you're just joining, do me a favor and make sure you move over to the Tiffany Henderson fan page because that is where you guys are going to get the most. That's where you're going to get it at. Like, that's where it's going down. We're going to be partying in there. We're going to have live testimonials. We're going to have everything going in there. There's going to be so much stuff that you guys are going to be able to benefit from
your business just by joining and following that page and getting sales tips and strategies and branding tips and marketing and just so much more about your business, emotional triggers. And you guys, it's time to take your business to the next level. And if you haven't decided to jump yet or even invest in your business, you know it's not going to happen. If you don't invest in yourself, it's not going to happen. And it doesn't mean that you have to invest a whole lot of money. Sometimes it's just time. Sometimes it's just a little bit of your time. If you got 30 minutes of downtime, you should be investing that particular time into doing some type of research about your business. You know, a lot of people want to start a business. They say, oh, I want to open this and I want to open that. And then they have no clue because they don't do the research. They don't start with the small question. What does it take to open this particular business? What licensing do I need to have? You know, all of those small steps first before you get to the big stuff. Because you can have a business all day long. It's a lot of people who have businesses but ain't making no money. So, and it's because they don't invest the time and grow their knowledge within their business. So I want to know if any of you guys have any other questions. Once again, thanks for sharing, liking, and commenting on this post. It really means a lot. You know, my business is all through word of mouth. That's just how it is. You know, most of my clients come from someone because they referred, hey girl, you need to check out Tiffany. She can help you build your social media, whatever. So, you know, I ask you guys, do me a favor. Whenever somebody's talking about, girl, I really need to use my social media more, or I need to build a power team, or you know someone who's in a multi-level marketing business and you see them struggling, then you need to introduce them to me. Like, it is your duty as a friend to make sure that your friends are not struggling in their business and they're not looking for, they're not putting people in their business who don't want to be there. That is the other hardest thing about when you actually qualify. See, I'm going to start qualifying people. You can't join my business unless you meet a few criteria, because I don't want you in my business if you're not going to go as hard as me. I don't want you on a timeline with me, because if you're not making money, I'm not making money. And if you're not making money, what happens is, and if I got other teammates who's helping me make money and they're helping themselves and I'm helping them, you become, you know, you just get upset. I'll put it like that. And then it becomes a problem. So I don't want people on the team, and I don't think anybody want anyone on their team that's not going to go. Another thing, here's a tip, guys. If you have a multi-level marketing business, stop adding people to your team just to get your numbers up. Stop doing that. Stop doing that. Because if you add people to your team just to get your numbers up, you're not really caring about them. You really can't focus on their process because you're too focused on your own. And I can guarantee you this, because I've been there, I've done that. I only speak from experience. I don't speak on things I don't know. I only speak on things that I know, that I've personally been through or been around. Point blank period. These are not things that are made up. These are not tactics that I just assumed. I walked these lives myself, so I know. Put people on your team who want it, who's hungry for life, who's hungry to provide for their family. People who are ready to move to the next level by any means necessary, meaning if they got to do the research, if they got to put their feet all the way in and implant themselves into the ground, that they're okay with doing that. Those are the type of people you want on the team. Don't put people on your team just because you want to build your numbers, because at the end of the day, it'll only knock you down. You'll wind up wasting energy on people, energy and time. Two totally different things. Energy and time on people who don't deserve your time or your energy. And then not only would they get discouraged, you might get discouraged as well. And I don't want you guys to get discouraged when you're building your teams. Felicia, I did mention, I said referral. So, you know, I referral. One of the things that I did not mention is I do offer referral fees. So if you refer someone to me and they say such and such sent them over, I do offer referral fees. And it just kind of depends on whichever package that they choose. But we can go from there. So I love referrals. Referrals is one of the biggest ways to grow your business, is by giving excellent customer service great follow-up and making sure that your customers, your clients, or whoever you're dealing with, even your teammates, feel special. So you got to make sure that you guys are in the right place at the right time, making sure you're talking to the right people. So with that being said, here's your last opportunity, because I don't want to be on here for an hour today, to ask me any questions that you may need to know about building your business, your Facebook page, how to create engagement, moving forward within your business, all of those things. Here's your opportunity. If you are just joining in and you have not had a chance to like the Tiffany Henderson page, the link is above. Make sure you guys click that. Let me see. I might be able to add it here really, really quick. There we go. Here's the link to the new page. Go ahead, like that page, come in, join us, say something, ask a question there, comment on a post that might catch your interest. Don't be afraid to, you know, there's no such thing as a stupid question, a silly question. It's just a question that you don't know, that you want answers to, and you'll be surprised about how many other people out there who have the same question and who were scared to even ask that question. No matter how silly it may sound to you, a question, no question is a stupid question. All questions are answerable. So, did I make up a word? Answerable. All questions can be answered. So make sure you like that page, guys. I definitely appreciate you guys for watching, sharing, and all that good stuff. I wish I had some going out music. You know, I think that's what I'm going to start doing. I'm going to start doing my lives coming on dancing or something, because I know that, you know, the energy, you know, it's a little live sometimes when people are having fun and people are doing their thing. So I think I'm going to start doing some music, going in and coming out, dancing. I don't know. We're going to see. But all I do know is that we're going to have some fun on that other page. And if you're not there, you're going to miss out. You are going to miss out on all the wonderful tips and opportunities that's going to be presented to you. And I'm not going to lie to you and tell you that I don't have opportunities that I would love to present, because I do. I have opportunities that I want to show you guys that I know that can bring some, even if it's an extra $500 a month in your pocket, something that could help you just gain. You know, I heard an interesting fact today and I thought it was crazy. The middle class family is missing probably $500 to $1,000 a month to live comfortable. That's crazy. A middle class family is missing about $500 to $1,000 a month. That small income increase could change a middle class family's outlook on life. How crazy is that? Isn't that crazy? How $500 could really change your life. Let me ask this one question. Could $500 change your life? Could $500 put you in a whole nother mindset? And I know that's not a lot of money, but to a person that needs that extra $500 so that maybe they want to get a little something for themselves on top of doing something extra for the kids, could $500 really be that important to someone? That's a good, I thought when I heard that fact, I thought that was kind of crazy. You said a little theme music. Yeah, we're going to get a little theme music. I appreciate you, Kalisha. Thank you so much for joining in and liking and sharing and definitely converting over to the new page. Just think about that, guys, within your business. How many, if you have a multi-level marketing business and it's something you're trying to promote, that's what you need to think about. How many people, how many middle-class families are out there struggling with needing $500 to $1,000 a month? How that could really change their life. And if you can show them how to create the small fees first, the $500 to $1,000, if you can show them how to create that small income, trust and believe, they become believers in you, believers in the business, believers in the brand. And then before you know it, they can make $1,500 to $3,000 a month. But don't leave people telling them they're going to make $3,000 and $4,000 and $5,000 and $6,000 and $7,000, $8,000, $10,000 a month. It's not going to happen if the efforts are not there. If you don't have the efforts to move forward, you won't have the effort to make the amount of money that you want to make. That's minimum effort to make $500. That's minimum effort in any multi-level marketing business. But you have to have some type of effort. If you're sitting around waiting for it to come to you, it's not going to happen. But it was so puzzling that they said the middle class family is struggling because they're missing $500 to $1,000 a month. That was so puzzling to me. It was crazy to even think that, oh my God, I can help another person. Okay, guys. Y'all, good night. I'm going to bed. Have a good night. Peace out.